American History, Our Hope for the Future. The great poet Francis Scott Key, upon his release from a British ship the morning after the relentless bombardment of Fort McHenry, hastily wrote a poem in honor of the jubilation he felt at seeing the flag of our nation waving still at the dawn's early light. Key ended the first movement of his poem with a question, one that would linger in the minds of American soldiers and civilians alike after so many monumental events in our history. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Time and time again, we have rejoiced at the seemingly insurmountable strength of our military and our unity, and gloried at the sight of our flag, still raised high over our land, even after our darkest hours. Our history is a shining example of the success of constitutional republicanism and a statement of the fortitude patriotism and unity lend to the maintenance of a global superpower. However, in a time when many Americans have never felt more distant from their brothers and sisters in liberty, many have begun to wonder if we will continue to thrive as we forge into the uncertain years ahead. Despite the divisiveness that separates us today, our hope for the future can be found not just in our past, but in each one of us. Though it may seem more distant now than in recent memory, there was a time in our history when, even and especially in the hardest times, when the light of democracy seemed dimmest, Americans shouldered their civic duty and carried their country through trial after trial without hesitation. When a government that had never seemed farther away tightened its grip around its colonial subjects, Americans dropped their plows and picked up their muskets, many giving the ultimate sacrifice for even the faintest chance of independence. When bombs rained down on soldiers asleep on their ships, Americans said goodbye to their families struggling with the effects of economic depression and enlisted to fight for something far bigger than themselves, the belief that democratic values belong not just to those on free soil, but to those living in the shadow of authoritarianism and hatred. Today, the world is closer, communication faster, and the citizens of our country more critical and informed than ever. In a bizarre twist, our drive to improve our lives and increase our understanding of the world has turned us into a deeply opinionated and divided people. However, when we look at the storied history of civic virtue that we've written for ourselves, we find a source of unmistakable hope for the future. In times of crisis is when our country becomes the strongest. It's the calling card of democracy, the one self-evident truth of patriotism we can depend on. Our history demonstrates that the American people, each and every one of us, will always do our duty when the time comes. There have been times in the past we've been just as divided, if not more, than we are today. My grandfather selflessly left his family and friends behind to serve our country in Vietnam during a time when his noble actions had never been more poorly received. When he came home, he joined the ranks of thousands returning to an angry and doubting nation. He did not get the respect and thanks he so greatly deserved until many years later. My grandpa is a testament to the undying patriotism of Americans everywhere. At a time when many turned away from their civic duty, he faced the unknown head-on and without hesitation, giving me first-hand proof that the traits of self-sacrifice and unselfishness can survive the most divisive times in our history. In a sense, it is strange to reflect first on the past when looking toward the future. One would think that the future is a land of uncertainty, and for that reason, we should fear it as a nation. The unknown brings with it instability and times of joy and sorrow. However, I and Americans everywhere can take comfort in knowing that our past has proven our ability to thrive in the hardest of times, to overcome the greatest of trials. The framework the founders laid for us was so designed not only to provide a new and innovative form of government, but also to foster civic duty in all citizens. Time and time again, this civic duty has prevailed, and with the future always knocking on our doorstep, we can take solace in the knowledge that when rockets fly with red glare, our flag will still fly nobly through the darkness, bringing hope for a better day with the dawn's early light.